And joining me right now here on the Mark Moses Show to talk about a great new project he is working on, he is my good friend John Torres with the Florida Today. John, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mark. And as always, it's wonderful to be on your show, my friend.
Always love getting you on. You were texting me the other day that you, I believe, and your son are working on some right now. What's going on, buddy?
Well, this is pretty awesome. And, you know, my son and I, Danny, he and I have started our own independent comic book company and an LLC that we've registered in Florida called Space Chimp Comics. And the first issue of the first comic book is out, and the second one is also finished and underway, and we're trying to raise money for it. And hopefully that issue will be out in April.
I know you've written children's books before that you've done, correct?
It's funny. I've written children's books, adult books. I wrote a full-length play that, you know, won a contest last year and was actually performed on stage. And now I'm trying my hand at comic books.
Why did you guys want to do this?
You know, when you come to my house, you'll see my back room is filled with, like, comic books on the wall. I have a closet full of comic books that I had since I was a kid. We love comic books. And, we still collect them. We went to MegaCon this year, as we usually do. We just love it. And so last year, it was kind of funny because he was starting to write a comic book called Tales from Toxic Ponds at the same time that I was investigating writing a graphic novel about a man that was immortal. And so we decided just to team up our resources and start this company. And we've decided to just focus on this one title right now called Tales from Toxic Ponds. Mm-hmm. So that's the issue that's out. And so he wrote the first one. I wrote the second one. We have about 10 in the bank. You know, he's written five. I've written five. We're alternating them. And the best way to describe the series, Mark, is that it's like the Twilight Zone meets Tales from the Crypt. You know, like they're kind of and each issue is a standalone story, you know, comic book. So there's no, like, you don't have to have every single issue, although we want everybody to buy every single issue. But each one is its own story. And so we're just having a blast with it.
All right. Is the main character a man that roots for the Washington Commanders who also is a reporter during the day? Is this right?
I would never put that on anybody else. But no, you know, because each issue is its own story, the only characters that are recurring is the like narrator, who's like basically an old blind banjo player in the woods. He's a little creepy, but he isn't bad or anything, but he's sort of like the Rod Serling from Twilight Zone. He introduces every issue and he closes it out. So he's the only, character.
Recurring.
But there will be some references to some of the teams that Dan and I unfortunately root for. I think in the first issue, the guy's wearing like a Knicks hat, and he talks about the Knicks a little bit. And you'll see some you'll know who wrote these basically when you read them.
Yeah, there needs to be something like a woman shows up. She's like, "I'm having a horrible day. This sea creature is trying to kill me and my baby." And then some characters be like, "Oh, you think that's bad? Try rooting for the New York Mets."
Exactly. Oh my God.
I was like, John wrote that. Yeah. John wrote that joke. What's the banjos player's name?
His name is Doc. And he's like fashioned after, you know, Danny has really gotten into like, I like tease him all the time, this like sort of hillbilly, banjo music that's pretty out there. And this guy, I guess, is based on some famous old like banjo player named Doc Watson, maybe?
So that's who you're going with.
I know.
It's kind of like he needs to be that character in every slasher movie where the old man who works at the run-down gas station, "Don't go in the woods, kids. Don't do it. Shut up, old man. We're going to go party for the weekend." "No, don't do it. Don't do it." He's playing that banjo. Oh, man.
And, you know, what I love about these, you know, sort of like Twilight Zone is that, you know, good people don't really have to worry too much in the comic. You know, this, bad stuff happens to people that are doing bad things.
Yeah, well, I'm a good person, But some reason the Green Bay Packers keep getting good quarterback play. What did I do? What's the problem? Hey, where can we buy this in store? Where can we get it?
Well, it's at Famous Faces in Melbourne. That's the big place on the corner of Wickham and 192.
Yeah.
But we also have our own website, Space Chimp Comics. All one word, spacechimpcomics.com. We have merch. We have hoodies. We have T-shirts. We have mugs. You can buy issues of the comic book there. And if you go to spacechimpcomics.com, you can also click on the Kickstarter that just launched on Tuesday. Because we're using that to try to pay for these, like for the comics to be made. So we're about halfway to our goal. So you can click on there. You can back the comic. You don't get charged until April 4th, and you can get choose one of many awesome products on the Kickstarter. So.
All right. So you and your son are writing it. Who is drawing it for a graphic novel?
That's the cool part. So we've met and we've introduced ourselves to lots of artists. And so, he's using certain people, I'm using certain people. So, for instance, my comic book, which is called Haruki's Typewriter, is the artist is a dude by the name of J.R. Chavez from the Philippines. But I had the cover done by this awesome artist who's well-known. His name is Iranga D., and he just did a cover for the 300 comic book that was by Frank Miller. He's really well known. I've also got Francesco Tomaselli, who does Spawn and a lot of other really popular comics. He also has one of the covers for me, and so we're just dealing with people all over the world. It's wild, it's really fun. It's a learning process, obviously, trying to keep the cost down. Printing is expensive and stuff, but we're opting for the really good paper and the really good cover stock, so they're not like flimsy cheap comic books. These are good, really good comics.
And well, that's cool, dude.
For $5 you can get one, basically if you just back us on a Kickstarter.
Okay, I would like a copy, and I want you and your son to autograph it for me. Is that possible?
Of course, you got it, man. Well, we will. Yeah. And you know what, Mark, because you've had us on and you've had me on so many times, yours will be a freebie from us, and we'll get you some really cool covers and we'll autograph them for you. And who knows, maybe we're the next, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby from Marvel. So
yeah, and I would like some input on some future episodes, if this is possible. If I could do this.
Sure.
Okay. Mine will be like a Twilight Zone episode for your comic. My plot is single man who has his whole life together, right? But he has problems dating in Brevard County. Could that be mine? Okay. Is that what it is? Where somehow I'm the one with baggage. Oh, I can do this all for you. Don't worry. Okay. Oh, God. That's really cool. Real quick, what's the website and Facebook we could check out?
Sure. It's the website is called spacechimpcomics.com. And we're also the same thing on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. So check us out, spacechimpcomics.com. Check out a book. Leave us your thoughts. And okay. And that's about it.
Yeah, I'm looking at Facebook right now with your page. It's really awesome, dude. And I'm happy you're coming on to talk about it, because I know you and your son, you're working really hard on this. You are. And my follow-up is, what'd you think of MegaCon, which you went a couple weeks ago?
Oh, it was great. I mean, we love MegaCon, and our plan actually is to have our own booth there next year. Because we should have about 5 or 6 issues out by next year. So we're going to try to get in. Dan has a friend, Travis, that he's also local. He does a great comic book, and he had his booth at MegaCon. I think his comic is called the 30 Coins of Judas or something like that, or the Judas Coins. Something like that, but really good.
Are you like, you think you could do it where it's like 4 straight days sitting at that booth? You could do it.
It's a long day. We'd have to do shifts. Maybe I'd have some people help out or something. Some of my friends want to come and.
Oh, and you're going to need some help. Booth. I say, hey, I might have to help you out with this. All right.
Exactly.
Did you like that the MegaCon was in a new location this year?
It felt Well, it's always at the Orange County center, right? It was just in like a different building or a room.
It was. I kind of like it in the other building. I don't know. I don't know if I liked it
too. And parking, we've always had really great luck parking. They have these big outdoor lots right near where it used to be. But this year, we couldn't actually even find a parking lot. So I had to park it at one of the hotels.
Yeah.
And some astronomical fee, But
Dude, here's what happened. So we're here with We're here with John Torres, Florida Today newspaper. So it's usually in that same building. So I went with Tim Walters, your colleague, and my coworker, Melanie. So we all went. So we're walking, and we see all these people dressed as cowboys. And we're like, wow, this must be like a really popular outfit this year, dressed up as a cowboy. No. It was a whole cowboy con was going on.
It was like the cattle. It was like the cattle conference or something. Like all these people must own cows or something. Yeah. It was like the beef industry. Yeah.
It made no sense. I'm like, wow, cowboys must be a hot costume this year. No, it wasn't. So we walk. Look, I've been going there for years. We walk towards that convention hall and they're like, sorry, this is like you said, cattle con, whatever that is. So then they put us on these buses, right? To go half a block, it made no sense to go to the right one. It was, I don't know. We were there Friday, and by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that place is wall to wall traffic. How would you even go on Saturday, John, to that event?
I actually did go on a Saturday one year, and it was a huge mistake. Sunday was sort of the best day to go for me.
Yeah.
Also because if you're buying comics, which I was at the time a lot, like these guys want to make deals,
yes.
So you can offer them less money and stuff. But the thing about the Thursday that was that a lot of the people hadn't shown up yet. Like a lot of the artists that I wanted to meet weren't there yet on the Thursday. So it's and look, I don't want to complain, but I mean this has been going on for years now, right? This MegaCon, it's a huge, huge event. It's very popular. They can't get the entry, correct. So you have to like pre-register online, mm-hmm. right? Then you show up and you show them your like QR code or like whatever, and they let you in with a badge. But then you have to get onto their website and you have to validate the badge. Why doesn't the person who's handing you the badge validate it for you? I mean, that would save so much time. And it's like a mess to get in.
It'd be easier to just hand them cash and just walk in.
Yes, exactly.
How that happens? Everywhere you park now, you have to use a card or like you do it digitally. No one uses cash for parking garages anymore at these big events. So now it takes longer to park your car than it did in the olden times when you just handed them cash. It's less efficient. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry I have to say this. I always get credentialed. I don't have to wait in your lines. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. It's ridiculous. And I'm with you 100%. If there's a convention going on, you go Sunday because that's when you can really haggle with vendors because they're desperate. Exactly. And that's when I show up, John. That's right. And these are my tips for everyone listening. You bring cash for vendors because you could do this thing like, let's say something's on sale, it's $40. You're like, well, I only have $30 on me. Okay, I'll take the 30. See, works every time. You do that. You haggle with them, and you always haggle with men. If there's a woman working at the booth, she ain't going to haggle. She sees through all your BS. So you got to make sure you talk to a man.
I haven't noticed that, but I can see that happening. Yeah. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, because the woman will be like, look, buddy, it's 40. It's not 30, it's 40. All right, get out of here. All right, where's your husband? I'll haggle with him. All right, before I let you go, we're at John Torres, Florida Today. He's got his brand new comic. You got to check it out. My Bears have the first pick. And then your team, the Washington Commanders, have the second pick in the NFL draft. Who do you want?
Well, we want the guy that you guys are going to pick, Caleb Williams, But, Drake May is supposed to have, everything it takes. But I'm just, gun shy after seeing Sam Howell last year. And then Mitch Trubisky also came out of UNC, I think. Look, we need a quarterback. We need a a franchise quarterback. So, you know, maybe the guy from LSU, you know, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, I don't know. I keep reading on the Washington Commanders, you know, blogs and stuff about how we should trade up to the Bears, but the Bears want an awful lot to move up to that one spot. And I don't think we should do it because we have a lot of good picks this year. So I would hate to sacrifice those picks just to move up one spot. But I don't know. Who do you want Chicago to take?
All right. I've been saying this for weeks on this show. I'm going to say it to you. I think the NFL is just going to be like, look, Bears, you're the only team in the NFL to not have someone throw 4,000 yards in a season. Of all the teams, and you've been around for 100 years, you're the only one. This guy, it's like universally, everyone's like, this guy's the best prospect. He's the best quarterback coming out. Just take him at one. I don't care if you get the King's ransom trade offer. Just take him at number one and just shut up after a while. So I think it's done. It's Caleb Williams at one. And then I think you are going to take that LSU quarterback at number two because I think Drake May is too boring for you guys. I think you need some pizzazz. Like you need some, like, you know what it is? I've known you for a decade or so. You're still not over RG3 with the injury. You're not.
We need RG3. We need the rookie season RG3 healthy version. You know, at like quarterback. That was so much fun, man. But so what do you guys do with like Justin Fields then? You gonna trade him?
Trade him. I think you trade him here in the next couple of days. And hopefully they get, and I like Justin Fields. I do. It's weird. If the Bears had the third pick in this draft, or the fourth or the fifth, I think they keep Justin Fields. Like,
oh yeah,
that's how crazy this is. I think they're going to get a second or third round pick for him. And I feel bad. I wish he was still the starter, but I don't think you can pass on Caleb Williams.
Well, what about keeping Fields and drafting, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr.?
That's what my brother wants to do. That's what he wants.
You have him, and you have like DJ Moore. I mean, then you have wow.
Yeah, and we have the ninth pick. We have the ninth pick as well.
Oh wow!
Yeah, because this is supposed to be Carolina's pick at number one, but we own it. Oh,
they're awful.
Oh, you love it. You do. You love it so much. Who's your head coach now? For the
Dan Quinn.
Oh, that's
who
right.
I wasn't excited about until I saw his press conference. You know, he's the guy that was the defensive coordinator in Seattle with the Legion of Boom.
Yeah.
And he was the Falcons
28-3
when they choked in the Super Bowl. And then the last 2 years, he's been like the Cowboys defensive coordinator. But he, you know, Ron Rivera, who I like, you know, he seems like a really nice man, classy man. Just always looked like he was half asleep on the sidelines, no emotion, you know, like nothing. And this guy Dan Quinn is like cursing at his like introductory press conference and apologizing to the owner, and just he's like just all gung ho and fired up. And so I'm excited. Look, it's a new owner, it's a new coach, a new GM. We have the most cap space in the league, $91 million, and we've got six of the first 108. Draft picks this year, so we should be able to turn the team around a little bit this year, you know, and you know, make some strides.
Were you angry that Montez Sweat was great for the Bears, and then also Chase Young is in the Super Bowl making plays?
No, I'm happy for Montez Sweat. I really like him. He's a really, really good player, so much better than Chase Young. But I'm also happy that we got the second round pick from you guys because He, you know, he's on his like second contract, or he's like looking for a late new deal, or the Bears just signed him, and we didn't want to have to spend all that money on a great player on a horrible team. So, and Chase Young is a fraud, and he was terrible for the 49ers. They're not going to re-sign him. He had a really great rookie season, and then I don't know if it was injuries. I've been reading his like work ethic, or that he would freelance too much. He wouldn't do the plays that were called. And he was invisible for Washington. So, like, I was really happy about that trade. You know, like Montez Sweat, I would rather have, you know, kept him, but I understood why they traded him. But I like him. He's good.
The NFL draft, look, you're going to have the second pick. So this is going to be a big night for you. It really is.
Yeah.
In your house. Are you, whatever quarterback they're going to get, are you going to get the jersey?
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
No, you're hesitant. Yeah. You got to see him play first. I get it.
I do have to see him play.
I got it. Don't worry. Look, I have my Trubisky jersey and my Fields jersey, and I'll get my Caleb Williams jersey. Don't worry. I'll have it.
You know, I've been burned by high drafted, you know, quarterbacks in the past, like Heath Shuler and Jason Campbell, and just so you know, also Dwayne Haskins. You know, may he rest in peace. You know, just these guys that just didn't pan out in the first round. So, I have like PTSD as a Washington fan, which I'm sure you have as a Chicago fan. Yeah, I'm just, you know, it's. So I'm like, I just expect them to lose. I expect whoever we draft will stink or will tear their ACL in like training camp or whatever. That's, I just expect those things.
I've learned so much today. I have. What's the website we could check out for the new comic book, buddy?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. It's spacechimpcomics.com. Great. Check us out. Order something, or just just add your name to our emailing list so we can let you know what's happening in the future.
Great stuff, my man. Thanks for your help and have a great day.
Hey, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it, buddy.